It's Wisconsin Today. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin says it will pause abortion appointments starting next month as a result of the federal reconciliation bill that passed Congress earlier this year.
The tax and spending package included provisions that target Planned Parenthood funding, effectively cutting funding to all reproductive health services if an organization also provides abortion. And that prompted the organization to sue the Trump administration, saying the bill is unconstitutional.
Until now, abortion care was protected by a preliminary injunction that put the law on hold.
But last week, a federal court ended that injunction, allowing the law to move forward. As a result, Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin announced earlier this week that it will pause abortion starting Wednesday. This is Nicole Safar with Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin.
We will be providing the full spectrum of preventative reproductive health care, and we will still be helping patients who need abortions schedule abortions at other Wisconsin providers.
Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call joined a lawsuit this week to block the threatened federal funding cut. What does all this mean for Wisconsin? Jenny Higgins is a professor of obstetrics and gynecology at UW-Madison. She's also the director of the Population and Reproductive Health Division and director of the Collaborative for Reproductive Equity. Jenny, thanks for joining us today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, we just heard Planned Parenthood open, but starting Wednesday, not making abortion appointments. What does that mean for abortion availability and access here in the state?
Yeah, so this is such a devastating choice that Planned Parenthood had to make under these federal policy pressures. So abortion is still legal and available in Wisconsin, albeit much less available and accessible than it was, or as of next week, it will be much less available than it is today. So in Wisconsin, starting October 1st, there will be abortion, brick and mortar abortion care only in Milwaukee at two independent clinics, Affiliated Medical Services, and Care for All. So that leaves 99% of Wisconsin counties without a brick and mortar abortion clinic provider.
You have watched as clinics have closed in the past or given law changes, stopped providing abortion services for a time. What did we learn from that?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we have at least two examples from Wisconsin of times when clinics either closed or stopped offering abortion services. One was right after the Dobbs decision in June of 2022, when Planned Parenthood's and all abortion clinics in Wisconsin stopped offering abortion services for about 13 months. And one was a period between 2010 and 2017 when two brick and mortar clinics in Wisconsin had to close their doors. And we have research from those periods documenting, particularly in that earlier period, an increase in birth rates in those counties that lost the most access to care. We also have evidence in the months following the Dobbs decision that Wisconsinites did one of three things if they needed abortion care. One group sought care outside the state. And Nicole Safar's comments just a moment ago indicated that Planned Parenthood and other patient navigation services are trying hard to get patients connected to those clinics on the border of Illinois, Minnesota. So some people left the state. We know that some people in Wisconsin ordered medication abortion pills online from Shield Law providers, having to go outside the formal healthcare system because of those constraints in our state. And we know from our research that some people, when abortion becomes less accessible, are unable to get abortion care and are forced to carry pregnancies to term against their will, which is a real threat to reproductive health and autonomy.
Now, this all came again after the reconciliation bill earlier this year. WPR reporter Sarah Lear talked to an executive at Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin. We heard Nicole Safar earlier. Here's a little more about the impact of the bill.
In Wisconsin, Medicaid does not cover abortion care. There, we have 22 health centers across the state of Wisconsin, the vast majority of them serving Medicaid-enrolled patients. And without that funding, most of those health centers go away.
So that's a little bit of a fine point here. Federal funding can't fund, by law, as I understand it, abortion services directly. But you mentioned the choice Planned Parenthood and other clinics around the country have to face. All the other stuff that they do could be put at risk under the new law if they also provide abortion. What kind of other services then end up being at risk?
Yeah, it's such a terrible choice that a healthcare system would have to make, right? Making a choice between offering abortion care to some patients or offering a whole bunch of other reproductive health care services to many others, right? So those services include critical contraceptive care, family planning care, pregnancy testing, cancer screening, STI testing and treatment. So those are services that we are incredibly dependent upon in our state for the reproductive health care infrastructure. And I can understand why Planned Parenthood just had to make this really difficult choice, particularly in the hopes that abortion care can return and that lawsuits will push back against what's some of these policy changes that have led to this really devastating impact on patients.
A group, an abortion provider in Chicago, had a statement yesterday saying, hey, we are getting ready to provide these services to people in Wisconsin. Logistically, that may or may not be helpful for people, depending on where they are in the state. How much can a neighboring state cover that that overflow?
Yeah, I mean, we're fortunate in our state to live next to two more abortion supportive states that have really stepped up and offered care to Wisconsinites across the border. So those clinics and those healthcare providers are instrumental, right? In Rockford and Chicago and the Twin Cities and Duluth and elsewhere. However, many people cannot make that travel work, particularly if they don't have a car or funding or lodging or childcare or time off from work. So again, while we're grateful that patients can access this care across state lines, not everybody is able to do that. And we, in our research, have found that some Wisconsinites have been forced to carry pregnancies to term because they simply cannot access care when services are not more locally available.
Jenny, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your attention to this issue.
That's Jenny Higgins, professor of obstetrics and gynecology at UW-Madison. She joined us for a look at the impact of a federal budget decision that led Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin to announce a pause in abortion appointments starting next week.